Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Yes, what Jimmy just said, I'm expecting your call, either at 1-877-917-7256 or at barbara@freedomstreet.org or kimberly@freedomstreet.org. That'll get to us any way you want to do that.
Yes.
It's a good way to get to us. Yes.
The 877 number is a phone number. The others are emails.
Yes.
So you can get to us either way.
And either way, if you leave your phone number, if you leave your email address, I will get back to you. And if I need to get your phone number, I will. If I want to talk to you. Sometimes your situations are such that I want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I want to see what you're involved in. So sometimes it's really good to listen to that person. I know we had phone calls, bank-to-bank phone calls when Darren was here, because he could actually discern the voice prints of the callers and know even how to pray by Holy Spirit. So those voices are so important. I wonder sometimes if all of our texting and everything has just kind of degraded the voice of the precious people. And I'm kind of tossed to and fro, Kimberly, by this thing.
Oh, I know. The generations are really different now.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, for instance, really have a hard time making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard on them because they're so used to texting or emailing. It's always a type. And then hearing an actual voice is a little bit intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be, yes.
And even I think there's a protocol to hearing a voice. And I think that's why it's hard when I'm not in the studio with you, because the voice and body language together is very helpful.
That's right.
You can be raising your eyebrows at me and letting me know you've got something to say, but I can't see that when I'm not with you.
Well, and looking into those beautiful brown eyes of yours, yes, there's such body language in our facial features. And I remembered when I'd be talking too much and you could just tell.
Oh, the eyebrows.
Yeah, eyebrows. Yeah.
So, but I think there's also a voice print that people are not used to. Mm-hmm. You don't really understand how to communicate to a voice if all you've done is type it out.
Yes.
And you're texting all the time. But hey, we'll receive that too.
That's
if you
right.
want to email us, we can receive an email from you, and that would be fine with me to be emailing with you.
That's right.
I'll take more email buddies.
Amen. You are a priceless vessel of the love God wants the world to see.
Yes,
He wants the world to see you. And even like today, we were at a coffee shop and I saw a trans person walking in, and immediately I started praying for this person. When you see someone and Holy Spirit is telling you, I want you to pray for them. Mm-hmm. They need my mercy and my grace. And the world needs to see you or be involved in what you're doing or where you are, because God wants to take every opportunity for you to be a vessel used by Him in this world.
That's right.
So important.
And that's what causes us to be formed in His likeness. He is constantly interceding. He's constantly wanting to pour out His mercy, His forgiveness, His grace on others.
Yes.
And when we decide we're going to join Him in that and say, yes, Lord, I will pray with you. I will believe with you. We're becoming like Him.
That's
and that
right.
is our main
Amen.
Purpose in this world, in
it
this
is.
Life.
And we're planting seeds, like Johnny Appleseed.
Mm-hmm.
What was,
I'm not as familiar with that one, but.
That's an old school story.
Okay.
So, friend, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. The last part of that phrase is from Acts 17, verse 28. Oh, what a beautiful verse. I heard, Kimberly, I heard your father saying it over and over again in our concerts and our mm-hmm. times of fellowship at churches. I want to tell you that when you do go to freedomstreet.org, and don't feel intimidated, don't feel lost in any way. The steps are just really great, and our webmaster is trying to make it as simple for you as he can. But if you want to listen to radio shows, you go to resources, and there click on radio shows. Mm-hmm. If you want to see some teachings, and just yesterday we took a wonderful teaching from Darren, Is Your Angel Unemployed? And we put it under teachings, and that blog is under Voice of Freedom. And Kimberly is putting more and more blogs there, which I believe, Kimberly, they're going to be reading them and really appreciating all that's being said.
So much good teaching. There's mm-hmm. so much out there.
There really is.
And there's so much from the history of Darren Carmack.
That's right.
I'm grateful. I'm going to start putting some of the stuff that I'm learning from my dad's journal, too. So even from John Wells, I'm just going to put it up there.
Yes.
Good
Amen.
Stuff.
You have this worn-out journal that you are still... See, the written word, folks, is so important. We'll never get rid of the written word. You've got it scotch-taped and...
It's taped, yes. But Daddy took the word of God and mm-hmm. just... He made it personal to himself and said, this is how it applies to me in this world, in this mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's wonderful because I'm flipping through the pages and they're filled with the Word of God. And mm-hmm. he's going through just book by book of the Bible, and he's applying every single one to himself. And I'm like, okay, I need to learn how to do that. So as tattered and worn as it was already, it's getting more tattered and worn by me.
Well, and if he hadn't have done it, Kimberly, if he hadn't have taken
right.
those few moments every day. Mm-hmm. See, you say, oh, I don't have time for a journal. But if you just write a few things every day, not a big whole, a bunch of pages, no, just one page or one simple verse and what mm-hmm. you're learning in that verse.
Right.
You will not realize the people that come along and read that afterwards.
After
you're gone, yes, and are blessed. Yes, that's amazing. So if you want to go to do some looking, go to freedomstreet.org, and you can just kind of go through all of the different things. And you can also get a Bible guide, which Chris has put up, I believe, almost every month.
Every month
the Bible
is there,
yes.
Including a whole year. Bible guide, but each mm-hmm. month is individually up there. If you want to look in August mm-hmm. and look at August 20th, what we've been reading today.
Yes, that's right.
Then you can join us in that.
Yes, and also he is converting the CDs to MP3s. Don't get shook. Don't go crazy thinking, oh, I can't do this. Huh? All you have to do is go there, and we'll have all the MP3s from the CDs up. And then instead of looking for a CD in the mail and having to keep it on a shelf, and then when you want to listen to it, you do, you can just go to that title, like the title Fear, The Many Disguises of Fear, which has been one of our top selling CDs, and download it. And, well, Barbara, how are you going to get paid? The Lord knows.
We haven't figured it all out
yet.
That's
right.
And that's okay.
And if it's free to you, God bless you. Pass it on. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, we've been talking about his divine power. Oh, it's been in 2 Peter. We're going to go to 1 Peter today, but his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who's called us out of that darkness into his marvelous light in Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's our memory verse for the week, and we've just been using that memory verse to be talking about how the Lord does this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's amazing what he is able to pour into us when we're willing to look outside of these physical circumstances and see that he's got something greater in the supernatural realm for us.
That's
right,
right
here, right where we are, mm-hmm. in our mess, in
yes.
the confusion.
Yes.
He has got something so great for us. And when we're willing to see outside of what we think we need to see what he is doing because he knows what we actually need.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than what we think we need.
Yes. Now, Kimberly, and I know that we've all gone through trouble. We've all gone through trials. Jesus tells us that in John 16, verse 23. In this world, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So what happens when we experience those trials? Well, I go to verses like Psalm 46, verse 1. The Lord God is my refuge and fortress, my strength, and he will keep me in trouble. Well, those troubles come. What do we do then? And we have found some verses that may really help you, and some verses especially in Peter's books, because Peter went through a lot of trials. I don't know. We were talking about that over coffee today, Kimberly, and tea. Green tea.
Right. Yeah. You were drinking the coffee, not me.
And wondering if Peter had seen what his brother, the Apostle Paul, had gone through, all of the torture and things, because he speaks about loss. And we're going to go there today and talk about that.
Yeah, he speaks about loss and about trials. And so 1 Peter 1, 6 through 8, it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though that gold was tested by fire, it perishes. But our faith is more precious than that, that our faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ."
Yes. To him belongs all power and glory and honor and praise and blessing.
Yes. And it's his way of doing life. He came to show us how to do this life and to look past the gold that is perishable, to look past the position in life, to look past the education, past all those things we think we need, look past them to what is really valuable, what will not perish.
That's right.
And that comes in the trials. We actually are awakened. It's like we're shaken awake. We're shaken awake when we go through these trials. And at the end of them, we can say, "Oh, I learned a lot. And you know what? I'm not so panicky anymore."
That's right.
"I have got my feet on a firm foundation. I am on the rock here." And I think it's hard. We have some weakness when it comes to the timeline. We think we need something within a certain amount of time. And then we put pressure on ourselves and we put pressure on others. And it's in direct relation to the timeline. If we would understand, we're not time beings. We are eternal beings. And so we don't have to be walking around going, haven't we learned by now? Haven't they learned by now? Or, you know, he's old enough to know better. Or you would think that I wouldn't have to go through this again. All of those are really rooted and grounded in timeline ideas.
That's right.
So that can be a reason why we're disgruntled with our situations, because we don't know how to be patient in every season of this life and all of the refining process that it takes. It's a timeline thing, and we need to realize we're not made for a timeline. We're made for eternity. We are eternal beings.
Yes. And you were telling me this morning, it reminds me of 1 Corinthians 10, that no temptation has overtaken you. That means you haven't experienced something that is so unique and no one else has ever experienced it, because Jesus has gone through that. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape. And Kimberly, this morning you were talking to me about Isaiah 59, that he has been through everything that he is testing us. And he has, you were talking about the armor that he's telling us to put on.
Yeah.
He put it on way before we are. I mean, we're putting it on.
So, right. It's Ephesians that tells us about the armor of God, right?
Yes.
And there are many of us, at least in the Christian realm, I've seen in many churches, they teach you about the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the shoes, the boots, the shoes of the gospel of peace, you know, and the sword of the spirit and the belt of truth, right? And we want this armor and we need to be in that armor every day. I know some people that have taken that so literally that they're just every morning when they wake up, they're just putting it on, you know, and saying it over and over, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. That's good. Mm-hmm. Do that until you know that you're covered.
That's right.
You know, I keep saying it until you know you're covered, because that's the whole point, is to get to the place of trust, the place of faith, where you finally have that calm, the calm in the storm, that calm place where you know that your God will split the sea if he has to. He will bring dry bones to life if he has to, you know, and we just trust him. We trust his timing.
Yes.
So, Isaiah 59, you brought that up.
Well,
It
is, because the title at the very beginning of this chapter is Separation from God.
Yeah.
Boy, and he talks about all the punishment and the disasters and the death to those who lie and cheat and do all kinds of stuff. Oh, Kimberly, I'm so blessed that we are in an age of grace.
Right.
Because God
but
has
no one's
covered
tongue,
us.
Yeah, no one's tongue is speaking rightness. You know, everyone is wicked. There's falsehood everywhere you look, and fingers of iniquity and lies and confusion and mischief. And it's just, then he starts talking about how they're like eggs. They're like spider eggs and adder's eggs, and they just hatch and then
I see those as evil spirits. I really do.
Well, just things that are malignant that come in and destroy. Come in and destroy.
God is really looking for someone who can be our substitute, propitiation for our sins, because nothing else has worked in the Old Testament. And here it comes in verse 16, Kimberly. He saw that there was no man and was astonished that there was no one to intercede for this sin, against this sin and the darkness.
Right. That justice was far from us. Righteousness, it could not even penetrate. Righteousness could not. And he saw that there was no one. And when he saw that there was no one that could make it right, then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate. There it is,
Ephesians 6.
So this is Old Testament. It was written before the New Testament was written. So before our Ephesians armor was written about, here it is in the Old Testament. God himself put on the breastplate of righteousness. And I love to think about the breastplate of righteousness as being a way to ensure our heart, to tell our heart, it's okay, heart. You might be broken right now. This might be really hard for you to watch. I think God himself was doing this. In verse 17 of Isaiah 59, he put on righteousness like a breastplate. Mm-hmm. And he was telling his heart, take courage, don't give up. And you know what's beautiful about Isaiah 59? These are not wonderful reports all through this, but it starts out wonderful. Verse 1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that he cannot hear you.
So am I hearing, Kimberly, that people that go through devastating loss can look to this and say, your arm, Father God, is delivering me out of this distress?
That's right. Yes. When you are in the middle of it, you can have the hope that he's got a plan and that he himself has felt this devastation. This chapter 59 of Isaiah is talking about his own heart that is broken in this devastation. Verse 2 says, your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. He made a covenant with his people, and our iniquities are the ones that have separated us. Separation is hurtful. It's very hurtful. Mm-hmm. It goes on to say, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Mm-hmm. That I just see how our sins are actually something that just he can't be a part of. If we keep talking and talking and doing things in sin, he cannot hear. He's righteous. He's holy. That's a part of what we are doing that he can't even participate in because he's so holy.
That's right.
And he is righteous. So he, his heart broken, his heart so sad that he is separated from us. Here in verse 17 of Isaiah 59, he puts on righteousness like a breastplate. And he says, my arm's not short. I can fix this.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't see anyone else who can. I'm going to fix this.
There is no one.
So he's telling his heart, it's going to be okay. He's telling your heart today, whatever you're in the middle of, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
I've got this. I will make it right. It might not be your idea of what right is. Mm-hmm. It's mine. It's higher. It's better. It's above the way you think. Mm-hmm. So trust me in this. Not only does he put on the righteousness like a breastplate, he puts on a helmet of salvation.
Yes.
On his head.
Amen.
I also like to think of that helmet of salvation as being whatever it is that protects our mind from thinking the thoughts that take us down into discouragement and hopelessness and despair. We don't have to go there. We can have better thoughts. God himself put that helmet of salvation on himself and said, I will save my people. They're my people.
Yes.
These people are made for me. This is my bride. Mm-hmm. I am not going to let her go down. I've got a plan. Mm-hmm. And we want to be thinking the same thoughts in the middle of great loss, in the middle of great distress. We don't need to go down into hopelessness. We're pressed, but not crushed.
That's right.
We're persecuted, but not abandoned.
Cast down.
We're not
cast
down. Yeah, we're struck down, but we're not destroyed. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember this is the word of the Lord to himself and to us. Mm-hmm. So we've got to trust that word and know that he's got the plan. He's put on his own armor. He is ready. It's not just the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. So he's excited about this.
Yes.
He's got the zeal and he knows how to make it right. And he will take vengeance on whatever he needs to take vengeance on. And he will bring us up and out of the ashes so that we will rise in beauty. Beauty for ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He does truly work all things together for good.
Yes, he does. And as you're listening to this today, I want you to gather your thoughts together about all the years that you have been born again. You have made Jesus the Savior and Lord of your life. And all the different situations you have been through, some of them just almost seemingly impossible for you to get through. But you are here today. You are here, and God has brought you out.
Yes.
And Kimberly, I think of all the years and all the testings and all the trials, and I am overjoyed that I can sit here in a radio studio and say, friends, he is the victor. He's the one that's going to bring you out as you trust him.
Yes.
See, it's that yielding process, Kimberly. It really is.
It is.
It's not saying, oh, why, Lord? Why? And I've done that. I've said, why, Lord? Especially when your father died. Why,
you know,
Lord?
But when he was in the hospital and he was really weak and he started having some seizures, the cancer had hit his nervous system and was having seizures and couldn't stop. I remember walking in and believing, saying out loud that these seizures will stop in Jesus' name. I remember having this faith that rose up and just was not going to accept this as his end.
That's right.
Here's the thing. He was yielded to it. And we didn't know that at the time. You know, at the time that we were believing for his healing, he was unconscious. And we weren't talking to him about it. And he wasn't able to tell us or verbalize, I'm yielded to this.
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan. He works all things together for good. Didn't we see that I mean, within a month's time, we saw the goodness of God after he had died.
That's right.
And that is so miraculous. When we're willing to lay down our agendas, our motives, our ideas of what we think has to happen, mm-hmm. even if we think it's got to be healing, because our God heals.
Yes.
You know, I was standing really strong on that when Daddy was dying, mm-hmm. and I was just demanding that he be healed. Mm-hmm. You know, in Jesus' name, he's going to be healed. And he was yielded, and he was saying, you know, not my will, but yours be done, Lord.
That's right, he was. He was saying that so many times. And Kimberly, we have listeners maybe they said, well, he died. But the dying, we got to look at dying as the threshold of heaven.
Yes.
The entering in and being accepted by God himself. That's the reward.
Mm. And we come back to the fact that we are not time beings.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a flash in the pan here. This is dress rehearsal. We've got the real thing coming up.
That's right.
And that is when we actually do pass from this life to the next one. So
yes.
It's a beautiful graduation. It's a transition.
Yes.
And yes, we do grieve the ones that are no longer with us.
That's right. And I realize that your father was thinking of us. He was mm-hmm. always thinking of you and Dana and me. And in that time when he was in a coma, I believe Holy Spirit was ministering to him and saying, I will take care of Barbara. I will take care of Kimberly and Dana. And as you have sacrificed your own physical body for them to achieve something better and higher, I'm going to reward you richly.
Mm.
And sometimes that has to happen, folks.
Yes.
Our loved ones are martyrs so that we can experience a greater life and a better life and a higher life.
And we can be the same,
yielded. Yes.
I heard somebody say, let us live as people who are ready to die. Mm. And let us die as people who are ready to live.
It's like Revelation 12:11, and they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they didn't value their physical life, even in the dying.
That's
oh,
right.
It's such a blessing. It really is. Well, we're going to get into more of what you do when you get through loss or are in the middle of loss. Oh, God bless you and keep you, make you strong during this transition in your life. God be with you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.